Stephen Henderson, Cove Ramblers manager. Stephen, is this one of the biggest matches in Cove Ramblers history, do you think?
Yeah, I think so. You know, without putting too much pressure on the boys. But yeah, I think so, Rory. I just, you know, we won the league 2007, went up to the Premier Division, and it nearly broke the club in half. So, you know, just the way where the club has reinvented itself over the last 14 months just to win this match and get to a playoff, you know, just sends out all the right signals to all the different people who are involved in football that if you put your head down and you work hard, you know, there's success there. So, you know, yeah, it's huge for us, and it'll be brilliant for everybody who walks behind the scenes, Rory. So, you know, we're not running away with ourselves. We're just in a position to do something brilliant here. So hopefully we can go and do it tonight.
Absolutely. How are the players handling that pressure, Stephen? Are you talking about how big of an occasion it is? Or are you kind of trying to temper it a little bit with them?
No, like all the sessions around this week was just, you know, we were trying to keep it relaxed, let them enjoy their training. You know, they don't need me banging on how important it is. I think they know that themselves, you know. It's really incredible the way, you know, a couple of weeks ago we were out of Sleaze, and then, you know, Drogheda somehow managed to get themselves back into it, and we go on this amazing run of wins and clean sheets, you know. So, you know, the confidence is there, you know, so we don't want to focus too much on pressure. What we really want them to do is take what we were doing in training, which was enjoying it, and go out and enjoy the match tonight while really working hard. If we play well tonight, Lisa, we win. And if we win, we're in those playoffs, and that'd be fantastic.
And now, I have no doubt you have it drilled into your players' heads as well not to take Athlone for granted and not to look at their record or recent record and their poor form heading into tonight's match.
No, sure, we can't do that. If we do that, we lose, right? You know, there's loads of different sport is funny that way. You know, like, no, we can't look at that. This is the last game of the season. You know, Athlone are in a position where if they win, they don't finish bottom. I know that doesn't sound, you know, too much as an incentive, but it will be for these young players off Athlone. So these will be well up for it. So, like, you know, we have to go out and we have to win our battles first before we... And you have to earn the right to play football. Next to what you're playing against, Rory, you know, you have to earn the right to play football. And that means that you win your battles, both individually, collectively as a team, win your battles, and then go and play the game of football. And, you know, if we do that, I think we'd be okay. If we don't, then we'd be in a bit of trouble. It's as simple as that. It's not rocket science.
And, Stephen, what about the 11 you'll put out? I know Charlie Fleming and Gary Comerford are suspended, but you have some players back from injury as well. What's the status?
Well, like, we had, the two boys are out. Ben O'Riordan is out injured. Charlie's out suspended. Who else did you say there?
Gary Comerford.
Oh, yeah, Gary Comerford. Sorry, yeah, Gary. Gary's a big loss for us. He's been fantastic since he came into the club. Do you know, Lisa, I love football. I love being involved in football. I love management. But one of the hardest things that always throughout the years was to tell players they're not playing. And, you know, that's the one thing that I haven't enjoyed this week, to be honest with you. It was horrendous. Because, you know, you look at all our players, they all work so hard and they all want to be involved today. So that was really hard. So, like, picking the team was very difficult this week. But I won't tell you what the team is, but, you know, I think we have a team that will that's good enough to go out and win the matches tonight.
Yeah, now I'd imagine the buzz around training is huge, but the buzz around the club itself and the Greater Cove area heading into this game this weekend must be massive as well.
Well, it has been, and you know, in training it's been brilliant, and like even the lads who are in the singing section at the matches are starting to come up and watch the boys training, you know, and they create a lovely atmosphere around the club. It actually relaxed the atmosphere, I suppose, you know. So, you know, when we come back in, Rory, all we wanted to do was try and make Cove Ramblers a conversation piece again. Nobody would speak about us, you know. You'd be lucky if somebody wanted to talk to you for 30 seconds about it. The club is absolutely buzzing, not just in Cove, but the likes of Carrick Tool and Middleton. If you go around there, people are talking about the club in a positive manner. That's all we couldn't have wished for any more than that when we come in here 14 months ago. So, like, yeah, there's a wonderful atmosphere. And I said it before, and I'll say it again, Rory, I just love to win this match tonight and just look up into the crowd of those supporters, those volunteers, that committee, and say, lads, that's for you.
I like it. I like it a lot. Stephen, it's going to be a somewhat sombre occasion, I imagine, for the home fans tonight, because it's looking like this is going to be Athlone's last ever game.
Well, you would sincerely hope not, and you know that there's problems within that Athlone environment, and this is what I'm saying to you, like, for any Athlone Town supporters that could be listening to this, I'm sure some of them are. you know, I went down there the last time and you could see there was more people outside the ground protesting than there was inside the ground. And that's really heartbreaking. But like, what I'd love them to do is just have a look at Cove Ramblers. Believe that, you know, we were crawling on our bellies, we were. Do you know what I mean? We were gone. But we got group supporters, we got a group of hard-working people who, you know, said, enough's enough, let's come in here. Let's see what we can do with this club. Let's treat people with respect. That's when we do stuff for the club, don't feel entitled. You know, that's when problems start. When people work hard for a club they begin to feel entitled that the club owed them something, that's when problems start. So just believe in yourself, that have a look at Cove Ramblers. This won't be our last match. Get as many people together as you possibly can and get in and get that fantastic club up and running again. Because Athlone is a pivotal member of League of Ireland football. It would be devastating to see her go.
Yeah, it certainly would. Stephen, no matter the result tonight, you've done Cork and you've done Cove proud. We look forward to seeing the result tonight and we'll talk to you very, very soon.
Thanks very much. And thanks very much for all year, both of you guys. Thanks a million.